It has been a changeable day weather-wise across eastern New York and western New England. We started off with that bright full moon very early this morning. Perhaps you saw that if you were an early riser. We didn't get the full eclipse here, the total lunar eclipse, but we saw just a little portion of the moon vanish before the moon did set first thing this morning. And we started off with sunshine across the region, nice and bright early on. Clouds, though, have rather quickly pushed in this afternoon, and there are some snow showers as well, so we're going to have to be on the lookout for some of these snow showers that could impact the evening commute in spots, especially to the west of Albany. If you happen to be in one of these areas where the snow showers are occurring, it could slow things down for the evening commute. And then overnight, the entire area has the chance to see some scattered snow showers at times. It's not a giant deal in terms of accumulation, but it certainly could lead to some slippery travel. Anywhere from a covering to an inch, maybe two, in terms of snow accumulation will be possible coming up tonight. And our temperatures really won't be too bad. In fact, temperatures are likely to hold steady overnight or maybe even come up a couple of degrees. It will turn breezy at times as the night moves along. And moving into the day tomorrow, we'll have a chance for some snow showers during the morning. And then as temperatures warm up, we're likely to see most of those snow showers change to some scattered rain showers by afternoon, especially in our lower elevations. It may stay all snow across the higher terrain. Temperatures will be milder tomorrow, though, as, of course, when you talk about a change to rain, that makes sense. Temperatures will be up into the 30s to near 40 degrees tomorrow afternoon, and it will be on the breezy side. And then tomorrow night into early Friday, the warm air gets pushed out as cold air comes in from the north, so any rain showers late tomorrow into tomorrow evening will go back over to snow showers tomorrow night. Again, just like what's coming up tonight, accumulation doesn't look to be a giant deal. Another kind of covering to an inch or two type scenario looks to set up into early Friday morning, but be aware that slippery travel conditions are possible for the Friday morning commute. And just a little bit of a preview, next week looks to be quite active weather-wise. There's potential for a couple of storms, maybe three storms. It's a bit early to say much more than that, but it's certainly something that we will continue to watch over the next few days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy with scattered snow showers, breezy, low 20 to 25. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered snow and rain showers, breezy and warmer, high 35 to 40. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy with scattered snow showers, breezy, low 20 to 25. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered snow and rain showers, breezy and warmer, high 35 to 40. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy with scattered snow showers, breezy, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered snow and rain showers, breezy and warmer, high 35 to 40. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, cloudy with scattered snow showers, breezy, low 20 to 25. And for tomorrow, cloudy with scattered snow and rain showers, breezy and warmer, high 35 to 40. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, breezy and colder, high 18 to 26. And on Saturday, variably cloudy with a chance of snow showers, especially north and west of Albany, high 18 to 26. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.